Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing. There have been a thousand voices lifted up across this globe this morning, beginning last night on the far eastern coast and traversing across the ocean and across the lands, so that people of a thousand tongues literally have spoken the word of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray in exuberance today. We pray combined with meditation and silence and energy and enthusiasm. We pray as the body of Christ with everything we say, with everything we do. In this sacred time, we honor the sacred hours that traverse across the gift of the day and the sacred days that traverse across the days of the week. And in that feeling of continuation of being connected to our Lord Jesus Christ, and in beginning that this morning, we welcome all of you. Please take those green friendship pads in the center aisle. Be sure that you sign and record your presence with us. And I know that as we continue worship, we have a youth that is going to lead us. Well, let me just share a couple other announcements before we go that far. There are some announcements. But one I want to share. I know you saw this stole the Sunday we returned from Caggiato, and I wear it again today to connect with our brothers and sisters in Nairobi and Kenya and all across the globe. So that's the specialness of this stole today. And as you see, too, we have various areas of the world represented. We will go to the communion center that is the closest to you, as it's printed in the bulletin. The people in the front of this quadrant will go to the north. The people in the back of the quadrant will go to the east. The people in the back of the quadrant behind the drum will go to the south. And the people in front of the quadrant will go to the west. So we have north, south, east, and west celebrating the breads that the children have made, and they will process in after we take the offering, and they will bring in our offering for the bread. Are there any other announcements anyone has to share this morning? Please, yes, Dale. Car show October 12th. That's a week from yesterday. October 12th. Please, yes. If any of the fabulous leaders of the Artisan Fair scheduled for November the 23rd or the 7th, 23rd, November the 23rd, your answer is yes to each of them. If anyone, no, you don't have to say but one yes. If one person calls you for three things, say you're already on. Okay. Are there any other announcements? Help me remember what youth is reading the psalm. Okay. Let us continue in our worship of God. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise God's holy name. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases.
Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and protection.
Of faith, grace, hope, and sing of the grace.
We join together in declaring our sin and asking for forgiveness. Let us pray. Gracious God, our sins are too heavy to carry, too real to hide, and too deep to undo. We look at a world undone by strife, torn by violence, separated by hate. Yet you call us to walk the way of peace. Forgive us, O Lord, for refusing to follow you on this path, because the cost is too high, the direction too confusing, the conditions too harsh. Grant us clarity of vision and the strength to walk behind you. In the power of your Spirit, we pray. Amen. By the tender mercy of our God, the cleansing waters will wash over us, and the dawn from on high will break open upon us to give light to guide our feet into the way of peace. In the name of Christ, we all are forgiven. Thanks be to God. So let us declare, in gratitude to God, empowered by the Spirit, we strive to serve Christ in our daily task and to live holy and joyful lives, even as we watch for God's new heaven and new earth, praying, come, Lord Jesus. And because of that peace we share and because of that connection we have in brotherhood and sisterhood, we cannot hold it to ourselves. So as we share with one another, let us look into each other's eyes. Let us look for that soul that gives us peace and guidance. And let us exchange the peace of Christ. May the peace of Christ be with you.
Yeah. speaks Abby just fine.
Me too.
I could give her some, but I don't know how. Yeah.
So far, not good.
What's that?
I'm in my Bible.
Well,
you gotta buy a
cheap. Y'all should be seated.
Looking forward to the 22nd. Stay soon, well.
Thank you. We are moving right now into the service of ordination and installation for two new deacons who are with us. It is the privilege of the church to participate in this litany of promises as you give to them and as they give to you. Beverly and Lucille, along with Nan and who else? And Susanna, that we installed and ordained last Sunday. Beverly and Lucille will join them in the same class, and then they will all be serving you as your church deacons. So we need to ask these questions and help you affirm or reaffirm the activity to which you are called. Bev and Lucille, God has called you by the voice of this church to serve Jesus Christ in a special way. You know who we are and what we believe, and you understand the work for which you have been chosen. So I ask you these questions to affirm as they are printed. Do you trust in Jesus Christ, your Savior, acknowledge him Lord of the world and head of the church, and through him believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Do you accept the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments to be, by the Holy Spirit, the unique and authoritative witness to Jesus Christ in the church universal and God's word to you? Do you sincerely receive and adopt the essential tenets of the Reformed faith as expressed in the confessions of our church as authentic and reliable expositions of what scripture leads us to believe and do? And will you be instructed and led by those confessions as you lead the people of God? Will you be governed by our church's polity, and will you abide by its discipline? Will you be a friend among your colleagues in ministry, working with them, subject to the ordering of God's word and spirit? Will you, in your own life, seek to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, love your neighbors, and work for the reconciliation of the world? Do you promise to further the peace, unity, and purity of the church? And will you seek to serve the people with energy, intelligence, imagination, and love? Will you be faithful deacons, teaching charity, urging concern, and directing the people's help to the friendless and those in need? In your ministry, will you try to show the love and justice of Jesus Christ?
We as a church also have responsibilities.
do you, the members of Cook's Memorial Presbyterian Church Session, accept Lucille Savelle and Bev Weldy as deacons chosen by God through the voice of this congregation to lead us in the way of Jesus Christ? If so, do we agree to pray for them, to encourage and to respect their decisions, and to welcome their service as they serve our Lord Jesus Christ, who alone is the head of the church?
It is customary during the ordination that we call people who have been ordained to come and lay hands on the newly ordained person, which is Lucille Savelle. And we are not going to do that exactly, but we are going to connect to her and to Bev. And I do need a choir person to come. And I invite you in the pews to hold your hands. We're all connected to this ordination and installation process. And it is one of these opportunities they have to lead you. And again, when they call for your assistance, you need to say yes as they talk to you. So I hope everybody is connected. And yay, Paige, come connect with the choir. And Steve, sit back there with Jack so that you're connected to one of our brothers. Or Jack, come up and sit with Steve. We just want to be connected. And Roy, come and hold Emma's hand so that she's connected. Mia, gosh, Emma, she grows up. Okay. This is our ordaining and installing prayer. Let us pray. We respond to God's holy gift when we hear that we are called to serve with our Lord Jesus. Let us all now go forth, accepting the ministry to which each one is surely called, rejoicing in the blessing of our Creator God, continually renewed in the life of Jesus Christ, and living in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Let us go in peace. Amen. Welcome to this ministry. Welcome to this ministry. Thank you. Please be seated. I welcome the children and youth and anybody who feels energetic and would like to receive a gift to come forward now. come around this circle. Good morning, everybody. How are you all? You're doing all right? Good. I'm so glad. This is a terrific circle of people of all ages. Now, I'm just guessing that you might remember a time that you have received a gift. Has anybody ever received a gift? Oh, lots of hands up. How about you? What did you receive, Riley? A camera. And why did you receive that gift? She received a camera. Yes, from your Nana. But why did you get that gift? You wanted it. Oh, that's good. So that's not what I expected. She wanted it. How about you? What did you get?
I got a gift. I got a gift, and it was an
electric scooter. And so, why did you get that gift, Aiden?
Because they love me.
They loved you like Jesus loves you. Okay, Luke, you better have the right reason. What gift did you get, sweetheart?
I got a 5-inch Imaginext. It's kind of like small minifigures, and it was a playset, and it was 5 inches.
It was a big one, a 5-inch playset. And so, why did you get that gift? Thank you, Luke. Thank you. Usually we get gifts for reasons. We get gifts because, yes? Yes? It was a very good reason. It's exactly the reason I'm getting to. But nobody was supposed to say that reason yet. You were supposed to say birthdays or Christmas, and we get gifts. Okay, we got it for Christmas. And it was also because God loves you. Well, I have a gift in this bag. And I want each of you to take one of these gifts. And then we're going to talk about this gift. Now, remember that usually we are getting gifts because it's a birthday or a celebration or Christmas. Pass this. Let's see. I need to keep one thing out for in a little bit of time. Yeah. Take one and pass it around. And it might be that we have enough. If not, you need one per family. But Aiden, go ahead. Don't say what it is yet. Don't say, Sam, get one. No, that's
all say the same thing.
They do all say the same thing. They are all special gifts. Yep. And I think, you know what, Leah, dear, can I get yours back? You share with Luke. And here we go. Put that back in. Then we're good. Draw one of those gifts. Good job, Silas. There's no size relevance. It's the word that is what's important. Okay? Each person. Well, that's what's important. Well, they're all. When everybody gets the gift. Is there one more in there? Okay. There you go. And Ethan, you're pretty mature. I can get you another one. Give me that one for Avery needs one. Avery, put it in the bag so she can get it out of the bag. So here you go. That's your gift. Good. Now, all together, I want to ask, I'm going to count to three, and I want you to tell me what your gift is. One, two, three.
Grace.
Did everybody hear that? I see nodding heads. They've received grace. And I want you to know this word is what we are receiving today as we come to communion. This word is what we receive every day, as you were acknowledging in the beginning, from the love of our parents and from the love of God. And yes, exactly, Aiden. That's why I was so surprised and so happy. I'm not surprised. You do have very good answers. And Luke, too, and everybody that offered their gift. Riley, I think you were first. You got the gift because your aunt loved you. And the thing about grace is God gives it to us all the time. We are embraced in God's grace every day, and especially today as we receive the gift of the Lord's Supper, as we receive the offering that Jesus gives to us in his life, in his love, and in his resurrection for eternal life. You want a motorcycle. Well, maybe you'll get one, Pierce. But now we want grace. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us in all ways, at all times, and in all places. Amen. Thank you. You can go back now. Good job. Yeah. Sure. You can keep them. I did not expect the children to say that they were getting gifts just because they were loved. So that was terrific. I'm very happy that they felt that. Yeah. Our reading from the scripture this morning is the reading that the church is hearing around this continent. It is from 2 Timothy. And all of the liturgy that we have in the bulletin this morning is what is being expressed in the Presbyterian churches who are observing the peace and reconciliation of world communion. And in this sense of God's love for us, we receive this reading from the letter to Timothy. I, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, according to the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve, as my forefathers did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember all of you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, of self-discipline. So do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord, or ashamed of me, his prisoner. But join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who has saved us and called us to holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Jesus Christ before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And of this gospel, I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher. That is why I am suffering as I am. Yet I am not ashamed, because I know whom I have believed and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day. What you have heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. A word from the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. And now, O Lord, may all the words and meditations of our hearts and mouths be acceptable unto you, our rock and redeemer. Amen. Power, love, and self-discipline. Amen. That was the sermon. Because we are about gathering around this table today. We are about enlivening those words of power, love, and self-discipline. I hope everyone enjoyed that sense of idea about me trusting you to embellish and to live out that direction. I know that everyone here does it a little differently. Everybody has their firm beliefs, and I applaud you for that. But I'm not going to give you any direction because you already know who you are and what you want to do. So what I need you to do about that is to trust what Paul trusted in giving up power, showing love, and deepening self-discipline based on what he received from our Lord Jesus Christ. I don't want anybody suffering for the gospel. But if being true to what you understand God is calling you to do entails that, then we know God will be with us. Amen. We have a time of prayer that is something I want to do from the floor. Because we are a people that support each other in prayer. And there's power in you giving that prayer. I want us to share and to name those concerns for which we have and the people that we want to pray about. And then we will respond. If it is a joyful prayer, we will say, O Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer in joy. If it is a prayer of sadness and struggle, then we will say, O Lord, hear our prayer, and you will respond, O Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer will be your response. As we finish the prayers of individuals, we will move into the Lord's Prayer as we always do. But because today is our day of World Communion, we have a variety of languages that people will hear the Lord's Prayer at the same time. I know we have Spanish and German and Japanese, and we are going to also have French. And I want each of these persons to be able to be heard. So Steve is going to come to this microphone on the floor. And Dinah in Spanish and Lucille in French are going up to the pulpit. And I am going to do this. Dear Eric, we want to pray for Eric today. He was so planning to be with us, and he has to work. And we are sad about that because he's had this on his calendar for a while. But he's working, and we miss Eric. But another person for whom we need to pray is Sydney, because she's not well this morning. I talked to her yesterday, and she's not feeling well. So Lucille, come on up. We're going to do the Lord's Prayer first. Steve, please come to your microphone. And Dinah, please go to your microphone. And we will, as a congregation, make our prayers and sentences together, and then we will pray the Lord's Prayer following that. So I've named those. No, Steve, you're on the floor. Steve, come, you're on that microphone right down there. Please come back down the steps and go over to that microphone. I want everybody on one. Yes, come back down. You're ready for him, right, George, on that floor one? Yes. Yeah. Is that easy to do, Joe?
It is, but yeah, come on.
You think it'll feed? Never mind. Okay, Joe, just stay that. He's up there. We're good. Oh, Dinah, just stay with Lucille, because I didn't know Joe was. Yeah, we're good. That's all working. Okay.
we hold this together?
First, we're going to remember the people that we want to pray for individually. So let us go back to those two people that I mentioned. I mentioned Eric, who we have in our hearts. So, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And for Sydney, who is not well and needing to rest, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Other concerns or joys that anyone might have? Connie Stroop, who is facing treatment. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Please, Sam.
My aunt and my uncle and my grandma and my grandpa have been going to New York, and they'll be staying here for a little while. And they're going to be staying here.
And that's joy and concern for their travel. So we'll say, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gay, please. Gay's son, Ronnie, who is in the midst of treatment and test. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heather, please.
My uncle has been moved to a heart unit. He's waiting for a heart transplant.
Heather's uncle is waiting for a heart transplant, and he's in the hospital. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Jeannie.
Jerry Spurlock
is ill this morning.
Has some injuries.
Jerry Spurlock fell and has some injuries and I think is also sick. So, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Please, Leah.
A lot of times feels like my grandma's mom. That's not what you do, but she's like her mom. She has cancer.
Leah has two grandmothers that are like family, or her best friend's grandmother and one like her grandmother, who both have cancer. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Okay. Sherry.
I have a praise for the St. Francis pet blessing and the movie on the lawn. There were just two new events that I really enjoyed. I thought that was great. So I just want to thank you.
If everybody heard Sherry's praise, it was from the pet blessing we had last Sunday and the movie we had Friday night, both eagerly and happily supported. So in joy, we say, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Hallelujah. Luke. Mr. and Mrs. Lyerly are recovering. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Thank you. Aiden.
My mom was sick a few days ago, and it's getting better.
Tanya has been ill, but she is recovering. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Ginger.
Praise for baby Brooklyn.
Thank you. Baby Brooklyn Paige. Denise and Mike are new grandparents. So, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Hallelujah. Jack, please. Jack's daughter, Lori, needs to be remembered. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Yes. Jeannie and Jack McClure and Corky and Connie McClure, Susie. It's all that artisan fare. I blurred you.
Yes.
Susie and Corky and Jeannie and Jack are getting ready to travel. So, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, we pray, and we know we pray in the way that our Lord Jesus Christ has taught us, saying together, Tinni ora hura, Wati wati tai, to chi ta jo. Mi na ka se no sarusumo yoni. Let's start over because the congregation needs to be praying the Lord's Prayer in English or whatever language that you would like to do. And you guys are all correct. So, in the name of our Father, Lord in heaven, Wati wati cho chi fio.
In right common,
present
him also as evident.
Unser Amen. Amen. As we have prayed our Lord's Prayer, we are also ready for the offering, I believe. Let me get to the bulletin. As we receive this morning's offering, we are also receiving the world peacemaking, the peacemaking and global witness offering. Those pew cards are in the backs of your pews. You might remember that last year, the 25% of the offering that Cook's Memorial used was split between the Queen City Family Tree Ministries, who do a feeding ministry in the community, and also with the camp where Stephanie Myers works and was working at the time. Those students who needed camp scholarships, we split. We gave $150 to those two groups together. And this year's offering will be split with 25% being kept here in our community to use for peacemaking activities. Let us receive our morning's offering.
Song, sing it with all your might. Come to the fountain, you can be satisfied. There's a peace, there isn't love. You can get lost inside. Come to the fountain, let me hear you testify. Into the wild candles of you, there's a world to fall into. Like kids on the moon, I will give myself to you as soon as you start to let go. Give me your heart, give me your song, sing it with all your might. Come to the fountain, you can be satisfied. There is a peace, there is a love. Testify with every way we're closing to deep. I'll reveal my mystery as soon as you start to let go. Give me your heart, give me your song, sing it with all your might. Come to the fountain, you can be satisfied. There is a peace, there is a love. Come to the fountain, you can be satisfied.
Let us pray. Christ invites and our doors open to believers from all over the world and from every time and place. Christ invites and our doors are open to all those who work actively for reconciliation and advocate for God's justice. God invites, which makes for peace. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to have a procession now. Charles is going to play an African hymn that is called Siyahamba. We are walking in the light of God, Siyahamba. And that is an African tune. The children will process with the breads, and then we will go to the four corners and be served communion. I believe the children are back there ready, right, Penny? Yes. The children are hurt. Okay, Charles, Siyahamba. Please, you can be seated. Please be seated. You can sit down. Just stand on the side. Thank you. Thank you. Please be seated. My sister in Christ from First United Presbyterian Church downtown, Donna Fair, is here, and Natalie as well. So Natalie, come on up, and we will have a communion corner for you to go. And the persons, please come. Yes, the people that are serving Dave and Gay will come, and Lucille and William will be over at that corner. Dinah, back there. Don't go yet. Everything needs to just be on the table until we finish the words. Yeah. So. And I. Okay. Perfect. Now, Dinah is going to need one helper, so Mike Stanford. Although, Mike, I think I want you to help Natalie. So Natalie's going to come. You come help Natalie. And Dinah, you can stay back there. But who did I ask on this side to help Dinah? Please, Susie, come help Dinah. You come get your... Dear Susie, come back here so you can get the bread. But both of you come on up here. Yeah. Stand in here between William and Lucille. Perfect. Perfect. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm issuing the words of invitation. Men and women, young and old, workers and farmers, will come. They will come from the east and the west. They will come from the north and the south. They will come from the mountaintops and the valleys. They will come from the ocean fronts and the rivers. They will come to feast at this abundant table that is our Lord Jesus Christ. He issues invitation to all the world, and all the world today gathers around this table. So in this gift and in this sense of joy, we receive God's peace. And we will also continue in the words of the Eucharistic prayer that are printed in your bulletin. The Lord be with you and also with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hear now the words of institution. Paul writes, I received from the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that on the night that he was betrayed, he gave thanks for the bread, and blessing it, he broke it, saying, this bread is my body that is broken for you. Eat this in remembrance of me. And in the same manner also, they took the cup and poured it out, and Jesus gave thanks and said, this is my blood that is shed for the forgiveness of your sins and the forgiveness of the sins of the world. Drink this in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you do proclaim my life, my death, and my resurrection till I come. Amen. Did you want to say some words too? Okay. The choir is going to sing first as they are going to sing the special anthem, and then I invite them. They are going to come down and be served at the north and the west. And then after the choir is served, you are all invited to come up and receive the bread from these corners wherever you are sitting. Take off a really large piece of bread and dip it into the cup. And if anyone needs to remain seated, Donna and I will come to you. Don and Alfred. Thank you. Let us pray. God, our hope, we give you thanks that you have given us this foretaste of the realm of justice and peace. Strengthen us with this food from your table as we seek to serve you. Lead us now of purpose and joy as we await the coming again in glory of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. I was so ready to do the benediction. Thank you all for everything. And so now, may that peace that passes our understanding, may that peace of Christ live deeply within you so that you might know the love of God, the grace, the ever-ending grace, the love and mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this communion that connects us with all those who have gone before us, with all of us who stand here now, for all of us who are out and about in the community, in the world today, traveling, and for all of those who will come after. We are connected by this holy meal. We are connected by the love and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in that love, let us go out into the world. Amen.
You shall go out with joy in the Lord.